Initiating startup sequence.
Hello everyone, this is Dave Phillips. You can find my picks of the week at skydaver.blogspot.com. I have just two picks this week because I'm going to spend a bit of time on number one, an update on the La Crosse weather station. The rain gauge on this is decently accurate. I've been comparing it with the Kokoroz gauge mounted right next to it, and it's been good enough. I think, but don't have an easy way to check, that the temp and humidity gauge are also good enough. Overall, though, I give the unit a C+. The plus part of the grade is because of the price, $80. My dissatisfaction comes from the anemometer. The system uses the thermometer sensor unit as its central data collection point, and that sends the data for all of the sensors to the base station and a wireless gateway. Everything has to be no more than 200 feet from the thermometer, and that distance is cut back if there are walls between it. I have my rain gauge next to my Kokoroz gauge. That's 110 feet away from the thermometer, which is on my front porch. The rain gauges are out in my backyard. My porch faces north, and the thermometer never gets hit by the sun. I tried putting the anemometer at the same spot in the yard. That's the best spot I have for rain and wind sensing. But even though the rain gauge has no problem getting its signal through the walls of my house, the anemometer cannot. I might try moving my thermometer up into the eaves of my back porch, but I think the morning sun might disrupt those readings. Given the small size of my lot, the wind gauge isn't going to be super accurate anywhere, so I'm guessing I'll end up putting that somewhere in the front of the lot and just going with it. Finally, there's not any interface on this system to feed your weather data to any of the crowdsourced weather data sites. It does let you see your own data on their website, though. My second pick, in closing, is an interesting story about BBC's shipping forecast. The story appeared on NPR. James, give it a try anyway. Thanks for listening. Skydaver out.
Initiating shutdown sequence.